Denn in Zikuch schon wo Jagdwarte aber wie schon ich ist bitte mit Lokre da weiche denn it is kosher Maschein kein Schmuel he implies to the salvation she need to cool him lechi even if the to the salvation together with the flesh were torn away from the lechi it's still kosher so then it should involve the psul of Iku now let's say Rash to the salvation she need to cool him the kami po we eat some money we turn it to ne tan mas is the pig misaile tonne ik moet alleen doen niet la gatach kosher we khim she need to lech mis some money she la gatach dit mo boy kash mas is the tonne kosher so it's no kosher the papa ho di kai ko when is the psul of Iku Ikei koe. In other words, that the veishet was torn away from the lechi and the bos. The veishet na lechi na bos. Ho, di ikei me kudem di esim onim. She nigma ma lechi na bos. So the bos remained attached to esim onim. She mutal she nigma lechi, it was carved out. That the bos remained attached. But the lechi was carved out from the esim onim. In other words, with the bos on top of the simonim remaining there, so the lechi was just carved out. Then it's kosher. She la lechi nabos from the simonim, la lechi lasimet laviku. She has simonim muorim bibos. So when does it involve the psul of Iku? Of Iku when it was completely torn away. All right, el mishmur kash. So Gemara says loitim ekulei. Elohim Erubei. That what Shmuel says to Rav Aveshet, she nitl kulei achi kosher, it doesn't mean nitl kulei, but nitl rubei. But if nitl kulei, then it's a psul of Iku. V'omer Rav Bachone, omer Shmuel, simonim she nitalgelu berubon treife. Simonim she nitalgelu berubon treife. So we see that even if it was detached, berubon it's treife. And how can he say Tobit Savishet should be tal rube milechis kosher? Omarav she shebrit ravide or the ikpalit pule hosem div. Now let's see the Rashi. The ikpalit pule she nikla v'laboso ikmal kmoi v'nikla. Vidim levi kiplus avonim. If a gafruke, kidobaram neka, bikiach, sheneka kamiad, bikamiad, atrube, they see me with a mechuber in the Hubiacha, Hilkach lafribu, the Rehoda Bori. So, in other words, it all depends. If the simonim are torn away from the source, if the simonim are torn away from the lech. So it all depends. If it's torn away berube, and only at the mute it remains attached, but it was torn away with a lot of force. So even the mute that remains attached is very loose. So then it's treif. But if the mute is very firm, it all depends. In other words, how the rov was detached. Whether the rov was detached with a lot of force, so even the mute is loose. Even the mute that remains attached is loose. So then it's straight. That's Simon Shidal Kalberuba. But if it was, the rov was torn away mildly, so the mute remains firmly attached, so then it's kosher. Then it's Shmuel's din that it's kosher. So, if we get fuke, then it's osea with the force, and equally pule. So since the mute remains firmly attached, so then it's kosher. All right, now let's see the tesis. Voyikika simonim. So the simonim were torn away from the source. So that's one of the psalms. The perish akuntres, the perikamanuil. The bika simonim have a treife because Rashi she is. This is machlekes Rashi la'ochezels. According to Rashi, so when does it involve the psul of shchita of bika simonim if he shechts with his second pot? He shechts with his second pot. This sheet is also like that in one place. but be shachter is hakapok. And then is the psul of shrit. Mashein kein in the simonim or the tech, then it's rave. So the rabbi halacha deva shite is that when one of the simonim is detached, then it's the psul of iku, not rave. But according to Rashi, when is the psul of iku? That is, if he shechs, it's akum pogo. So when the simonim are detached, according to Rashi, it's rave. So it's cholo vizosa des nafkemine. You see, between Rashi and halacha deva, according to Rashi, the iku simonim are rave. So if the behemo. If the behemoth simonim are detached from the source, so b'chaye habeimo, you cannot drink the milk of that behemoth, because I ate minos. According to halachas deilas, that when the simonim are detached, is a psul of shrite, so shrite cannot be matia. But until the shrite, it's not raven. So the mele, the whole of you allowed to make. So he says, l'piyo shakul l'pekam, because simonim are detached. And when is it the psul of vikur and treif? It is not mechayim. Then it is vishech besakim guma. So teime according to Rashi and his treif, eich epshita leidav et treif. Al kol chochin et nitrif of vitur tzaveishet binekev ba'alme kol yveishet atzme. Now Shmuel himself happens to be chilek on Rav, and the question is whether tur tzaveishet has the same din as veishet. Tumas HaVeishet extends upwards from the Veishet. But Tumas HaVeishet is a cavity that leads to the Veishet. But it's not Mamish the Veishet. It extends from the Veishet. So now we saw Daphne Gimel Amud Beis. There is a machlekes between Rav and Shmuel as to whether Tumas HaVeishet is pasels binekev mashu or Tumas HaVeishet pasels only berubin. So Shmuel Shite is that Tobet Zaveishet passes only Beruben. So we do see that according to Shmuel, Tobet Zaveishet does not have a din of Aveishet. Even though it extends, there's the cavity that leads to the Aveishet. But it's not Aveishet. So Mimele, what's the Kasha of the Gemara? Does Shmuel say that if the Aveishet itself was torn away, from its source, so then it's kosher. Shmuel doesn't say that. Shmuel says if the tubet aveishet, if the pharynx was torn away, he doesn't say that if the veishet itself was torn away. So bishleime, if Shmuel has shite had been like Rav, the tubet aveishet passes with mashu. So maybe there could be a kasha. So we see that Shmuel holds the tubet aveishet as a din of a veishet, and if the veishet is detached from its source, then it's equal. So if two mitzvahs is detached from its source, even though the veishet itself not, it should also be equal. But Shmuel is chelikarav, and he says there is a difference between two mitzvahs and veishet. Veishet aser is binkuvas mashu, and two mitzvahs does not aser binkuvas mashu, only berube. So memele just as ligabe. Nikumis Mashu, there is such a difference between Veishet and Tumas HaVeishet. Maybe Ligabi Iku, there is also such a difference. That in other words, when is Iku Treife, if the Veishet itself is torn away from its source, then it's Treife. But if the Tumas HaVeishet, it's not Treife. You'll ask, what difference does it make after all? The Tumas HaVeishet is a cavity that leads to the Veishet. So you can ask the same kashe, how is it the Veishet itself, according to Shmuel, who Shmuel is made it, is passing the Mashu, and the Tumas HaVeishet only Rubei. So we see that according to Shmuel, the Tumas HaVeishet does not have the same status as the Veishet itself. Ligabi Treifes. So Ligabi the Treife or Viku, of being torn away from the source, maybe there is also a difference between Veishet and Tumas HaVeishet. If the Veishet itself is torn away from the source, then it is Treife, but if the Tumas HaVeishet is torn away from its source, it's not Treife. They have slavic Treife, Al-Koch, in a nitro, it was HaVeishet neck of Baum. To a Veishet Atzmei, Uch Michein, name it Nitro Kulit Shiro. But you say Iko, that is, if Nitro Kulit, the Veishet itself, but not if Nitro Kulit, the Tumas HaVeishet. Vichitei, in the sphere, in the Goram, Mishmu, the Sagar Geres. Because Shmuel says Gagere, Gagere itself, Nikumis Mashu is not Treifo. Still, she moet zich ergens instreven. So the male told it's a veche true that it only passes berube. So it's like ergens. So just as ergens, nicht mit doch kule. Is strafe. So to be some shit should also be trained. So he says that the God. May the taste should we wait? Shmuta saga geres with shmuta stor it's a rich. Wait, the commission, the Yerubi chair. Now we see from the Gemara that there is a distinction between Tobetz Aveshet and Gageres. It does not necessarily mean that Tobetz Aveshet has to have at least the same chumres as Gageres. Because we see the Gemara answers that Shmuel only says when it was detached, Berube, so it's Sheiro. But the Gabi Tobetz Aveshet. But the Gabi Psukes Gageres, even Berube is Treifo. So we see that Psukes Gageres is more common. So maybe it was the Kashi, maybe Shmuel is Gageres is Treifo, but Shmuel is Tobetz Aveshet is not Treifo. So the Kashi is only a little bit of Rashi. Pei Rushaloch is Deilis, Porich Shapi. What's the Shita of Aloch is Deilis? We learned it a few months. What's the Shita of Aloch is Deilis? That if one is Sheikhi, Bisaki Pogum, then it's no Shrit altogether. It's no Shrit, and we don't have to resort to the Aloch HaMesh Mesina. Then it's no Shrit. When do we have to resort to the Aloch HaMesh Mesina of Iko, but Trevit isn't Mechaim, and is allowed to drink the milk? That is, if the simonim are torn away, are detached from the source. But Trevit isn't the corn of Hedilas. So the Mele, the Morris Kashi, is a good Kashi. Pius Aloch Hedilas Borshap, Voiki Kasimonim, Avot Ablahab, Trevit Bishmutesu, Mikomo Kimba Meirsher, Kim Dele Heta Bishrite. You see, according to Rashi, that Iko is Trevit. So the Mele, and we see that there is a difference insofar as the Shem Trevi is concerned between Veshet and Tobes Aveshet. So mainly it's Kosher, but it's more Skashi. We, what's up for proper Skashi? We keep us money. Iko Simone means that the Veshet proper was torn away. But so then it's Trevi. Machine here, the Tobes Aveshet was torn away. So it's not Trevi. But the Kong Halachas Dele is, so even when the Veshet itself was torn away, it's not Trevi. And the whole of his Mutam Chai. But Shchita cannot be Mati. That's Aloch HaMesh Mesinai. But what's the Pshat? What's the Pshat? I mean, it's not Taimi Amitcho. I mean, that's the Aloch HaMesh Mesinai itself is declaratory of this deed. So, as the Poskim point out, because if the semen is torn away from its source, whether it's the Gageres or the Veshet, so then when you do Shecht, when you do cut the semen, so it shakes if it's torn away. If it is not torn away from its source, so then it's very firm. And when you cut, it doesn't shake. But when it's torn away from its source, then necessarily it shakes. True, you can hold it with your hand, so it won't shake. So in other words, so you have to resort to a special effort that it shouldn't shake. So that's the Aloch HaMesh Mesinai. In other words, since it was torn away, and by itself, without holding it untightly to it, so it will shake as you cut it. So even if you hold tightly to it, even if you hold untightly to it, it's all the shrita is not a good shrita. So since the reason as to why shmutes asimen, if there is no heta shrita, is because it shakes, it's misnaneya. So not only when the semen itself and the veshet itself is torn away from the source, so then when you cut the semen, so it shakes. Even if the tobes aveshet, after all, the tobes aveshet is connected with the veshet. So if the tobes aveshet is torn away from its source, so then when you shech the veshet, it'll shake. So for the same reason. All right. ופירוש הלכת דילס פורש אפה, ואי כי כסומוני, אף אגב לך ותרי ושמותסו, מכל מוקים במי יחשע, כאילו להן לה את המשחית. Because for the same reason, when the vation proper is torn away, so it's equal, because when you cut it, without holding on tightly, so it must necessarily shake. So when the Turbat Zavenshet is detached, it will also shake. Umi ukosher pi yoshalo kadeilet. The maipor hevo marabe ba'achone simonim shenidalto lo beruvon treife. Lifi amakshen tipsho yarabe ba'achone gufe. Why does Gibor ask? The Omarabe ba'achone simonim shenidalto lo beruvon treife. Dalto lo beruvon treife. So then what Gibor says? El nishmul kashye esinikulei eloheim erubei. That Shmuel only says if the Torah Tzaveshet was torn away, Berube, not completely, and the mute still remains attached, then it's kosher. So, what is the kasher of Rachon of Shmuel? Simonim shenidal v'lo berubon treife. So yes, if he aloche deil, is in my porch. V'om Rabbi Rachon, simonim shenidal v'lo berubon treife. And what did the Gemara assume? That what does it mean, simonim shenidal v'lo berubon treife means that the robe of the simonim was torn away from the source. So Rabbi Bachone says that it's reife. So then Rabbi Bachone can't tell the deal as pshat. That even when the simon is completely torn away, not just rough torn away, let's say, this is the simon. So even if it is completely torn away, so it's not reife b'chai, and you can drink the milk. It's only shchita is no matter. So alachas kamo vechamo, when only rov of the semen is torn away from its source. So it certainly couldn't be treife. But only the shchita shouldn't be matir. And here Rabbi Bachone says that it's treife. Treife means much more than shchita not being able to be matir. Because if shchita cannot be matir, so until you shecht it, it's muter. If it's treife, so you can't even drink the milk. Mechayo. So you should ask Kikashi against himself. With me, question first, I'll have to ask the my problem, Marab Bachon, it's much about the woman treife. With your maxim, Tikshu, Arab Bachon, a gufe. The treife of Boche. Him came out, he can come out, he'll have a treife, or she's the Melis Bay. So even if it's detached completely from the source, it's not treife. Allah has come with Hamo, when only Rube is detached, then it shouldn't be treife. And how can Rabbi Bachone say it's treife, even when it's just, when just Rube is detached? Inki ma'ikar kamo on la'avchem shejimel. Umi usvor im nigar se mikor. Ulo ikash ye. Now let's see the Shibuko Betis. Usvor im nigar se mikor. Ulo ikash. Hodin kapiku ve vodi dal gli dule. Oh, now, Teisve, there was a girse. There are several girsos here. Now, the girse that Teisus mentions is not the girse of the Bach. So there was a girse. Now, the whole Gemara. Omar Nachman Shmuel, two besavishim tukum lechi koshim. We turn it to the net lachatachin koshim. Mask rapopi ikir kisimonim, or rapopi kashim as listen to lachatachin koshim. Abishal masis rapopi kashim ikir ikur odik magumi. Mir kisimonim. El vishmuel kashim, leite mekule leim arubi. Now, so then there was a girse, Omar Shmuel, two besavishim berubi. So how can, in other words, how can Shmuel say, that's Shmuel, daf mem gimel amud beis, the machleket between Rav and Shmuel, with what kind of ineket does it become trei for Torbet? So Rav says, b'mashu Shmuel amem rube. So now the Gemara asks, just right after the start, Elohim rube, v'yomar Shmuel, Torbet aveishet berube. So how can Shmuel say Torah Tzaveishet Shenital Rube? Shenital Rube is Shenital Rube Melechi is kosher, but Shmuel himself says that if the rov is menuke, is severed, then it's treif. So there is a stire between this member of Shmuel and that member of Shmuel. So the Gemara says Loikashi. Hodi in kefikuve, hodi dal delidule. There was no kasha. When does Shmuel say the Torah Tzavin should be obeyed? If it's in kefikuve, if it was punctured, if it was punctured, pierced, lacerated, so then Behube becomes Treife. And that's the Shmuel Dafim Gimel Med Beis. But the Shmuel here, Dafim Dalet, when he says, Tobet Aveshet Shenitel Kuchei Melechi Kosher, he doesn't have reference to a case where it was punctured Behube. He says where it was detached Behube, but no piercing, no laceration of the Tobet Aveshet took place. It was only just torn away from the source. So then it's kosher. So the Gemara says, Loikashi, ho di inkevikuve. The member of Shmuel Dafnam Gimel that Tobe Salvation is Behube is Treif, is the inkevikuve. And the member of Shmuel here, Dafnam Dalet or Medalet, Shenit al Hube, kosher dildoidule, what is just detached, it wasn't punctured. Alright, so then the Gemara has the next kashi, Vioma Rabbe Babachono Mar Shmuel. Simonim shenital de lo birubon treife. Shenital de lo birubon treife. So we see that even nidal de lo, not only in kavikuve, but even nidal de lo is treife. So how can Shmuel say here, Tobes Aveshet shenital rube, that's nidal de lo, is kosher? So then comes the Teretz of the Gemara, hodi ikpalik pule, hodi afrit pule. And it means the same pshat as Rashi says. In other words, when does Shmuel say Simonim shenital de lo birubon is treife, if it was detached, torn away, the major portion of the simonim was torn away forcefully. So mimele, even the mute that remains attached is only loosely attached. So there is treife. And when does Shmuel say that Tobet Aveshet Shenital Rube Melechi Kosher, when it was mildly, when it was detached in a mild way, and the miut that remains attached, it remains attached in a very firm way. So then it's kosher. All right. Now, Umu says, Umiu lisvon di garza mi koraloi kashi. Hodin kavikuro daltali dule. Daltali. Yesh leima. So then, there is no kashi. Korikalo chesles pshat. She did the amaction, Kidimovsi could say, the Rabbi Bachone, I read if I get fuke bekeach, come yat, la hadre bor, va have a treife, vi ike simon in la have a treife, the equal. What was the kashi against the Alochim Deles? Why does Rabbi Bachone, why did Gemara ask, Roma Rabbi Bachone, simon im shene daldo le birubo on his treife, simon is daldo le birubo treife, so let Rabbi Bachone ask a kashi against himself? So, how can he say that Simonim Shedal to the Rubon is treve? It's not only that Shchita cannot be a matir. It's treve mechayim dechol obizosya. When even when it's detached completely, it's only equal. And according to Achaz Neles, Shchita cannot be a matir, but mechayim dechol obizmutir. So then it's no kasha. Why? Because the Yeshene Shlema, she yidei amak, she yidei bose kubsov, the Rabbi Bachone Ayre divre kefukye, bikeyach kamiyad vikamiyad, so if it is torn away forcefully, so that even the mute becomes loosely attached, then it's treife and the cholov is asur mechayim. And when do we say that even when it's detached completely, but treife mechayim it isn't, but only there is no heter shrite when it was torn away mildly, so the mute remains firmly attached. I mean, when it was torn away mildly, completely. I mean, it was thrown away mildly, without any force. So the melee, without any force, we are talking. So then it's equal. Then it's equal. Now the question is, Monefshech, you can distinguish, that's the kasha that they always, Amram, Amin, and all of them. So in other words, you can distinguish between a forceful tearing away and the mild tearing away, if it's not completely torn away. So then it makes a difference. If you detach it mildly, so then the mute that remains attached is attached in a firm way. But if you detach it forcefully, With other force, you snatch it away. Then, even though it remains attached at the mute, let's say at the mute, it remains attached. But even here, it just remains loosely attached. But what does he say? So he says, "Shiyudi amachshu." The most he will say, "The Rabbi Bachone Aire di ifrike fuke bikeach kamiyad di kamiyad lehatre bor v'have treiv even berube." The Simoni shall berube treiv. V'ika Simoni. And what did the Gemara say? That it's lo yave treife, but there is no heta shrite. That is, if it was completely detached. So it has reference to the case where it was completely detached, mildly. But if it was completely detached, so it's not detached at all. So what difference does it make whether he used a lot of energy in detaching it or not? If it remains. I don't know if he had a piece of paper. So, if you have, let's say, if you don't detach it completely, but you just detach it, berubei, and if you do it mildly, so then the mute that remains attached, this mute remains attached, will remain firmly attached. But suppose you detach it mildly, the whole thing. So, what difference does it make whether we force you detach it completely or mildly? So, but you detach it completely. So, it doesn't even make sense. The answer is this, you see. It does make sense. Because if, you see, the simonim are attached with chumim to the tzava. I mean, the Rashi also pointed out. So, the simonim are attached via chumim to the tzava. So in other words, that means even if you detach it completely, there is no attachment left. But if you do it in a mild way, then no attachment is left between the lechi, the lower jaw, and the simoni. There is no way. So it's completely severed. You mean the connection between the lechi and the simoni is completely severed. But if you do it mildly, it will not detach from its connection through the kruvim to the tzavah. Mashenkin, if in a reckless way, he'll just snatch away the simonim completely from the lechi. So not only will that sever the connection between the lechi and the simonim, it will even sever the connection in the tzavo. It will even sever the connection in the tzavo. So then it would be treife, you see. Masheike, if he detaches it mildly and carefully, doesn't snatch it away, so then he will succeed in severing the connection between the simonim and the lechi, but he will not touch, it will not affect the connection of the simonim to the tzavo, it's connected to the tzavo via certain veins, via certain membranes and veins through certain kumim. So if he snatches away recklessly the simonim from the lechi, then he'll not only sever it from its connection to the lechi, he'll sever it from its connection at other junctures too. So then it'll become trei. Yes. Then it'll become trei. All right. ומיהו לסמור נגרס ויקורא לו יקשיה, הודין כביקובה, הודין תלדולי דולה, יש לי מה שידיע עמק של כוס למוסי, תראה לבא אחרונה, אי רדי פריקה פרוקה בקייח כאן מעט וכאן מעט, דלהד רבור, והבטרי ואים ברובן. Why? Because if you do it with force, so even though you didn't detach the simonim completely, but since you did it with force, so in all probability, you severed the connection at other junctures too. Some melee strafe. But if you do it in a very careful way and your azoya not to sever the connection at other junctures, even if you, in a mild way, in a careful way, you sever the whole attachment, but you are careful that it shouldn't sever, you shouldn't touch other connections in the tzavo. So maybe it's not reve, but if you detach it completely from the juncture at the lechi hatachten, so maybe there is no hetashrite, because then the simonim will become shaky. But reve it isn't. Why isn't it reve? Because you didn't do it in a reckless, forceful way. So then you didn't sever any other connection in the tzav. Alright. Wie ich es im Monat will haben, treibe dich mit Pulli nach dem Abos. Und mir kommen wir kein Porig mit Dürfel. Und mir kommen wir kein Porig mit Dürfel, der Rabbe war Chonel, was ein Dürfel, sie ist kein Tarik. Wie ich es im Vorschlag, die Dürfel schon mal, die Einige ist der Rabbe war Chonel. Aber es war, die Garse Bosa, wo er mal schmul berube, loi kashe, ho di ikiv, in kuwe, ho di ikpel, ikpule, koshe. Now, so then there is another girsa, you see. So when one girsa is the girsa we have. In other words, Elohim Rubei, Vomar Rabba Bachona, Mashmuel, Simonish, and Dalto, Ruben Trey. Omar Rav Shishib, Rabbi, Do, Ligu, 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 Ligu. Another girsa is the girsa that he just mentioned. Right after the Teres, Mor Elohim Rubei, Vomar Shmuel, Tur, Tzavation, Rubei, Loi Kashi, Kan, Dinke, Vikuve, Kan, Dildo, Ligu. ויאמר רבי ברכון ומשמול סמון שדל ברוך בן תרי ואומר רב שיש בן רבידה הודיק לו יתפול לו סדל ברוך All right, that's the second years. Then there is the third years. This is the years that the Bach mentions. All right, Elohim Rubi, right at the start. Elohim Rubi, ויאמר שמואל, תו בצבן של רובי, הודיק פליט פולי, הודיעים כפים קובי. ואומר רבי ברכון ומשמול סמון שדל ברוך בן תרי ואומר רב שיש בן רבידה So the Gemara says, "Ho di ikpuli kule, ho da afita." So he says, "So bishlei mi frageres, ho di inke vikuve, ho di daldeli dule." So the whole kashi is from the loshin of the same use of the same loshin, dildel. So the Gemara, the Makshin assumed that dildel mi daldelu in the memre of Simonish and Dalto Berubon has the same meaning as. Tobetzaveshet, shenitl rube kosher, which is also idalgli dule. So Yimora says, even though hod idalgli dule, but it doesn't mean the same thing. Mashayin can according to the girls. Havel is one gase bosa, vo mashmul be rube loy kashi, hod in kiv kuvod akvlak bule. So Yimora doesn't even mention the teretz, the expression idalgli dule. Kosher. וכן כושר לפי ראש רבי חננאל במפורש דאפריק יפרוקה שנפרידה הסימונים זה וזה לקלמימה שהמקשנו יודע לקלמימה שהמקשנו יודע אמס דים כן להב פורך מיני בישלי מקורניק to the other girl said that he is mentioned so the makshin knew already of the final tarets of the Gemara but why did he ask he only asked because both members use the same lotion of dildo but if we are not gerist di dalboli dole so if the makshin If the Makshin knew the final territory of the Gemara, so he had no basis for any difficulty. Alright, this is the Gemara here. In other words, so there are three Gersois, but actually there is no Nafkibin al-Dinay between all the three Gersois. Whether we are Giras like Rashi's Girsa, the Girsa we have now text, or the Girsa the Bach mentions, or the Girsa the Tesis mentions, that Loi Kashi, Hodi Intafikuvi, Hodi Dildul Hidule. So the Halochas are the same, according to all these three Girsois. The Halochas are the same. So what's the Halocha? What's the Halocha according to this Gemara? In other words, so if the two observations, If the two betzaveishet is nital kulei milechi, if it's nital kulei milechi, so then it's equal to money, and if it is only rubei, So if it is only Hubei, so then it's not equal. It's not equal. And if it is, and if it is, if it is puncture berubei the Thomas Avenged, so then it's trivial. Or according to Rach, if it was detached, according to Rach, Simon is in doubt of Beruben Treife means that one semen was detached from the other semen. So then it's Treife, so it's Mochum. Masheinke, if it was just detached from its source, not one semen was separated from the other, so then it's only equal, and there is no etashim. That's the Tamsis of the Gemara, according to all the three Gesonis. But let's see the Shiva Sarab. Now, let's see, I mean, that we learned already in Simen Chof Dalet, in Yodeya. But at that time, we hadn't gone over the Gemara. Now, in Yodeya, Simen Chof Dalet, Nil Cheshchite, Sifte Zvov, Iko Keitzat, Kegin Shenekar HaKoneu Yaveshet, Mi'alechi U'mi'haboso. So he mentions, Mi'alechi U'mi'haboso. V'nishmat Echod Nehem, U'yishneyem Kedem Gmar Shchite. Avo, in So only if the whole koni or the whole veshet was detached from the lechi and the bosom. V'nishmat echod mehem u'shneim kirim mashvili. Avol im shochat echod be'eif o'yehubei v'hakein nishmat hasheni shritos ikshem. Nishmat mehem v'hakach shochat hasheni shritos ikshem. So what is it? So it's not reif. In other words, there is no hetashrit. But reif it isn't. That's equal. In other words, so Mechayim, the whole of his mood, but it's equal. So when is it equal? If the whole semen was detached from the lechi and the bosom. But suppose, so that is Ikarikore. So then is the psul of equal. But suppose the lechi was detached, but the bosom from the lechi remained attached to the simonim. So in other words, so the simonim were not detached from the lechi and from the boso, but the boso of the lechi remained attached to the simonim. And then the lechi was carved out from the boso of the simonim. Then it is kosher, the gam. But if the boso of the lechi did not remain attached to the simonim. But the simonim were detached, were torn away from the lechi and the boso, and the boso remained with the lechi. And the simonim were torn away from the lechi and the boso completely, then is the psul of iko, not reif. Alright. Now, hod the posul be iko, sifte zayin, haini kisheneka kule, avu nishtayo be yafilu mashu, ikosh, veois buhu, but if it was torn away by force, so that then the mute that remains attached is loosely attached. In other words, it all depends. It's not a question of quantity, you see. If it had been a question of quantity, so then the Gemara should say, it all depends what kind of rov was detached. Whether, you know, sometimes if it is 51% detached, so it's rov, and if it is 99%, it is also rov. So the Gemara should say, I mean, in other words, what kind of a mute, whether there is a very small mute remains attached, or a big mute. If let's say, if it is just 1% remains attached, So it's not kosher. But if 49% remain attached, it is kosher. Gemara doesn't say anything like that, or that's all. Because it doesn't make any difference whether it's 1% attached, 10% attached, 49% attached. The question is that part, that junction at which there is an attachment, is it loosely attached or is it firmly and tightly attached? So that doesn't depend upon, sometimes it's a result of the substantial attachment. Naturally, if you will attach it at 90%, I suppose that even the 10% will be loosely attached. But sometimes, even if it is remains attached, at 49%, so that 49% might be loosely hanging. So then it's no good. So it all depends how you detach it, how you tow it away. Whether you tow it white, whether you tow it away gently, or you acted roughly and you snatched it away. So then, if you snatched it away, so even if it remains attached at 40% or even 45% or 49%, sometimes if you did it with excessive force, so the 49% that remains attached might be loosely attached, not firmly attached. So it's not a question of quantity, what kind of a mute. So he says, "Hodi posel biiko hanikishneka kulei, avol nishtayo beaflu mashu kosher, vihu sheisi shenisha ul mokmecha, avol mute anisha hu mitulto, shu meat kan u meat kan, posel, shenikra dobo sheneka bikeach, u mashu nisha mechuber, it's a hanging, it's a loose attachment, chibu mitulto, vehavol ineka kulei, u posel, vahane mila kishneka ube, avol imlo ineka ala mute." Virubikayom Ava Pisharib Zeanisha, who midulu miat kan or miat kan kosher. Suppose you detached it only 49% and 51% remains, 51% of the juncture of the chibur remains attached. So even though it's not very firm attachment at the juncture, so it's still kosher. Alright, now. Let's see the Shitas Rambam. How does the Rambam pass all these halachas? The Rambam is very complicated. So the Pshat of the Shulchan Aruch is mamish like the Pshat of Rashi. So in other words, so one thing that the Gemara mentioned, Hodi Ikari Kure, Hodi Gemigume. In other words, when do we say that if the simonim were detached from the lechi, so it's ikur, it's not right, but it's ikur. So that it's equal, that is, if it is, so it's equal, so then if it was detached from the lechi and from the bosel. So in other words, the bosel remained with the lechi, and the simoni were severed, were detached, torn away from the lechi and the bosel. But if it was carved out, in other words, if the lechi was carved out from the bosel that was on top of the lechi, or on top of the simonim, I mean below the lechi and on top of the simonim, so that the bosel of the lechi remained together with the simonim, and the lechi was carved away, was carved out from that bosel of the simonim, so then it's kosher. Then it's kosher. That's one thing. And then there is another thing. And then there is another thing that if it is nidal de lubi rubon, now according to Rashi and according to Tesis, what does it mean nidal de lubi rubon? That it's trinke. That's more than iko. Because iko only means there is no etashrite. But Mechayim, the whole of his muta. Treve means that Mechayim is treve. So that is in the case of Ifrek Afruke. What is Ifrek Afruke? If it was torn away, Bekeach. That means that the mute, even though at the juncture there is a mute attachment, if there is an attachment of a mute, but that's a loose attachment. A loose attachment. So then it's more homo than Niko. Then it's treve. The whole of is straight. So Nabikeach, if it Yitpelit Pule, Yitpelit Pule, then it's kosher legami. So the question arises, according to Rashi and according to Tesfes, when will it be equal, but treif not, but kosher not either? When will it be? If it is Monefshach, if it is torn away with force, so that the mute attachment, even though there is a mute attachment, it's loose, so then it's more than it, then it's treif. And if it is not torn away with force, but mildly, even though Berube is detached, so it's kosher, so it's not even ego. So when is it ego? And treif it isn't. If it was detached completely, but not with force, so then it's ego. But treif it isn't. Why isn't it treif? Because it isn't treif. Treif it can only be if it was torn away in force, so then necessarily it severed the connection of the simonim to the other, to its source in the tzavo. To other, you see, the simonim are not only attached naturally, the simonim are not only mechuber, attached to the lechi, to the jaw, they are also attached to the tzavo via certain veins and via certain chumi. So in other words, if you detach the simonim from the lechi forcefully, so then it necessarily involves a severance of other connections of the simonim in the tzavo. That's why it is a treif. It is a treif. So in such a case, not only if it is, so it is treif, not only if it was completely torn away, detached forcefully, but even Rube it was torn away forcefully, it's also a treif for the same reason, not because of the detachment from the lechi. That wouldn't make it a treif, because when you snatch away forcefully the simoni from the lechi, then you necessarily must sever other junctures too of the simoni to the tzav. That's why it's treif. But if you did it mildly and you detached it completely, so you are sure that it didn't sever any other connections of the simonim in the tzavo. So then, it is treif. It isn't, but then it isn't. According to the Rashi. So of course that's a very strange chicken, because in other words, that if you so when do we say that it is treif if you detached it forcefully? So even if you tore it away, berube, so it's treif. But if you tore it away mildly, not forcefully, and you are careful not to sever any other connections of the simonim to the tzavo, so then treif it isn't. But if you tore it away completely, so then the simon becomes shaky. If the simon becomes shaky, so it's equal. But if you tore it away mildly, only berube, so shaky it isn't. Shaky it isn't. So maybe it's kosher, it's not even. Then, according to the Rach says, simonim shenitaldor berubo is treife. So it means simonim. So it means senidaldelu biruban itreife. So Africa fruke means that it tore away one simon, tore away from the other simon. Not whether it was snatched away. According to the Rach, the pshat hod yitpelit pule, hod Africa fruke. Yitpelit pule means like, you know, nikpal. What does it mean, nikpal? When you fold one upon the other, so you say, nikpal, this piece of paper is nikpal on this. Now, so the Gemara asked the Kashi, V'yomar Rabba Barachone, Elei Merubin. So what does it mean? That Shmuel only says that if the Turbis Aveset was detached Merube from the jaw, then it's kosher. So the Gemara asked the Kashi, V'yomar Rabba Barachone, V'ashmuel, Simonim Shenidaldo Merubon Treife. So it's not kosher, it's even treife. It's even more than ego, because ego doesn't mean treif. Ego means there is no heta shrit. So the Gemara says, according to the Rach, Omer Rav Shishi b'Rav Ravide, Hode Akpilik Pule, Hode Dafet Afuki. So in other words, it's like this. When the Shmuel say, Tuba Zaveshet, Shemital Rubim Lechis Kosher, Lechis Kosher, so that is, if it is, if the Tuba Zaveshet, so let's say this is, this is the Lech. So this is the Lech. So, Berube. So the Berube, it was detached. Let's say this is the Lech. So Berube, it was detached. So then it's each plate. As a result of the detachment, Berube, so what happens? It will fall on the cement. The Lechi Atachte, when the tissue of the Lechi Atachte is detached from the turbans, from the turbans of Eshet. So in many ways, since it's detached, so what will it? It will fall upon the simoni. That's Iqbal Iqbal. It's Nikbal, it becomes Nikbal. So then it's kosher. But when the Shmuel say, simonim shelidalgu beruben trein for the Afrika fruke, in other words, when the gageres was severed, the gageres and the veishet are attached to each other. And suppose Berube, they are separated from each other, then it's like, I mean, that's a kontrarachsha. That's a kontrarachsha. All right. Now, let's see what the Shittas HaRambam is. Now let's see, how did the Rambam pass in all these halachas? Let's say, Gimel in the Rambam. Perek Tes, Nil Cheshchite, Halacha Chof Aleph. Perek Tes, Nil Cheshchite, Halacha Chof Aleph. Simonim Shenidaldur Rubon, Treife. What does it mean? Rambam doesn't say. You see, because according to the Rach, Simon Shindal to Ruben Treifen means that if one simen was detached from the other, if the connection between the Gageras and the Veshet was severed. So that's Treifen. According to Rashi and Teisves, Simon Shindal to Ruben Treifen means that the connection, between the simen, the simonim, and the lechem was detached the rubei, and it was done in a forceful way. So mele, it not only severed the connection at this juncture, but it necessarily severed other connections that the simonim had in the tzad. That's right. What does the Rambam mean? Doesn't say. Simonim shenidaldo rubon treif. Va'afilu shaloi machmas nefile. V'cheinim im iskaplo. So it's obvious, since he uses the expression iskaplo, that he has reference to ikpal ikpule. Sha'arein einu ruin nishri. Avol im nispare ikriftar betzaveishet min alechi. Harei ze muteres, shenatar betzrol nishri dek mashbam. So one thing is clear from the Lashon HaRambam, that the Rambam explains it just the reverse of all the other Rishim. How does Rashi taste this? And even the Rach, I mean, explain. So, Hodi Yikpal Yikpule, so Yikpal Yikpule, so it's lenient. Afrika Fruke is Bikeach, so it's stringent. But according to Rashi, the Rambam, apparently, obviously, the Rambam assumed that Afrika Yikpule represents the stringent case. And Afrika Fruke represents the lenient case. Because the Rambam says, Simonim shenidaldo ruban treife, but first we machen es bile. Vi chenin niskaplo, so it's no good. Sharinu ruin lishchit. So in other words, and obviously, niskaplo is the equivalent, is the same as ikpulikpule, it's the same word. So, ikpulikpule is no good. Then, avolim nisparik, and nisparik, I suppose, is afrikin fruki, it's the same word. Abel and Sparik, it's good. So where is Rashi and Teisves? Say, Atplik Pule, so it's Muta. Afrika Fruke, it's awesome. The Rambam holds that at polikpule it's osa. Afriki fuki it's muter. I mean, that doesn't make any difference. I mean, so the question is, what does it mean, you see? But we see that according to the Rambam, at polikpule it's osa. Afriki fuki it's muter. Just the reverse of Rashi and Tesis. All right. So what does the Rambam say here? In Perek Tes in Cheshvit Alochach Pale. He mentions three things. Simonim shenidaldu l'rubon is trei. What does it mean? We don't know. That's trei. V'afilu shaloi machmas lefir. V'chein im niskaplu. Sha'arein ruin lishchit. So it's also there. But there is, the Rambam is a big daiken in his loshen. When he mentions the Alochach of Nidaldalu, he says treifa. What does treifa mean? Not only that you can't realize it as shrite, but mechayim, it's treifa. You cannot use the milk. Then he says, v'cheinim niskaplu, sha'arin ruyo lishrite, he doesn't say, v'cheinim niskaplu, hariz et treifa. He doesn't say, v'cheinim niskaplu, sha'arin ruyo lishrite. So what does it mean, the tziko? But treifa, it isn't mechayim. So why does the Rambam say, that v'chein, so it's different aloches. Why do they say v'chein? It's different aloches. The aloche of nidaldalu rubon means whatever nidaldalu means. Whether nidaldalu means as the rach explains it, or nidaldalu means that it was snatched away from the lechi with force. But whatever nidaldalu means, so there the aloche is straight. So it means that even v'chein the cholav is osa. Then he says, "V'chein in niskaplo, sharin ruyo ishrito." So implies treifa it isn't mechayim; it's only ego. You cannot check it. Why? Because since it's niskaplo, so the simonim are already shaking. I mean, when is it ego? When the simonim are shaking. But so it's another din. So why did he say v'chein? So obviously, it's mashma that in connection with nismonim shenidaldu l'rubon. So we have two aloches. First of all, it's treifa mechayim. But then it's ziko also. What's the purpose of what does this halacha accomplish? It accomplishes a great deal. Now, suppose it had been treifa, but it wouldn't be included in ziko. So then, if you shecht it, it would be mitayer the behemoth midei tumas nevela. But if it's ziko also, so not only it's osea. It's also mechayim, bachile. Even if you shecht it, so it's no shchite, so it's even mitamitumes level. So it's mashma v'loshen Rambam that simonim shenidal v'lorubon, then it's treifo, number one, and number two, it's ziko. Then he says, v'cheinim niskaplu, sha'arin ruyin lishchito. So it's analogous to nidaldalu, niskaplu is an analogous to nidaldalu in respect to ruyin lishchito. That they are both included in the category of Viko, but they are not analogous to Nidaldalo in respect to Treifa Mechai. Then he says, Abel in Misparik, Riftar Betzaveshet min Alechi, Harizu Muteres, Sheinatar Betz Rou Lishrit. But if it was Misparik, Riftar Betzaveshet min Alechi, Riv Alechi, and in other words, it wasn't completely detached, but just Reiv Tarbetz Aveshet was detached from the lower jaw, but a mute attachment remained at the juncture, there are not numerous junctures between the simonim and the lechi, and simonim in other places in the tzavo, other things in the tzavo. So if it was just nisparik reivta b'tzaveishet me'alechim at that juncture, and the mute remained attached, harizu muteres, shenatar b'tzrol lishritik m'shibart. Now, then the Rambam discusses in Perik Ches, he also discusses the talochi. Perik Ches, halacha chavgimel. Oh, in Perik Ches, halacha chavgimel, the Rambam says, Lechi o elyin shenital treif. All right, that's the Rambam shit. Because it's in a chayim. Avol im nital atachtei, kigen shenigmam, ad mikei masimoni, veloi nekro, harezim eteres. Now the Rambam uses here the Loshen, kigmen shenigmam, ad mikim asimoni veloy nekar harei zemeteres. Since he uses the lashon kikin shenipman ad mikim asimoni, so he probably it's mistaber that he has reference to the lashon admore hodi igemigume. Hodi ikeri kure hodi igemigume. So that's in halacha chuf gimel when he says avol nita latachte kikin shenipman ad mikim asimoni veloy nekro harei zemeteres. Now, then, in Perigimul, Halacha Yudalet, he also discusses these halachas. Iko keitzat, kein shenekro hagageres v'yakone o yaveishet v'nishmat echod mehen, o yishneyem, keidem gmar shriti. Avol imshochat echod behi v'yru behi, v'hakei nishmat asim nashin ish basik shiyot. So that's the halacha of Iko. In other words, here it's not treif. So where does Iko discuss? We have to distinguish between a case of treife and no Iko. A treif, a case of Iko, but no treife, and the case that is both. So, when he says, Iko keitza, kigin shenekro hagageres, vihu akone, o yaveishet, v'nishmat echod mehen, o yishneyem kinen mashrite, that's Iko. That's in Perigimu. Now, and in Perek Tes, Halacha Chof Aleph, we had before, Simonim Shenidal Lo Rubon Treife, Vafu Shlemach Nefilu, that's Treife. But then he says, V'chein in Iskaplu Sharen Ruyum Ishrite, so that's Iko. But since he says V'chein, so obviously, Nisom Shenidal Lo Rubon is also included in Iko. Otherwise, he wouldn't say V'chein. I mean, it's two separate Halachas altogether. So that means, Simonim Shenidal Lo Rubon is Treife, and also plus Iko. And then, V'chein in Iskaplu, so it's Iko, but not Treife. Avol Nisparek, Reftabes Aveshet, so it's neither Iko, nor Treife. Now, let's see how the Bes Yosef explains the Rambam in a seemingly very strange way. And the Oroch HaShulchan, I mean, is very critical of the explanation given by the Bes Yosef. I don't think it's so unreasonable. Now, if you have the Bes Yosef in the Cheshvite, Simen Chof Dalet, Simen Chof Dalet, Daf Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis. Now, of course. Now, so at first, the Bes Yosef points out all the difficulties in the Rambam. But that you know. So the question is, how is the Rambam to be explained? The 11th big line in the Bes Yosef. V'linir al-iforish ha-divrei ha-Rambam is the 11th big line. The line that he extends all the way. The 11th. V'linir al-iforish divrei ha-Rambam. The simonim shenidalderu Haine shem nifridu ze mize, uch pirishach. So he says that according to the Rambam, simonim shenidaldu lo rubon is treife, and as we saw from the Roshna Rambam, it's mashba, it's treife, but since he says, v'chein in miskaplu shalavu in ishrite, tetziko, since he says v'chein, so that means nidaldu lo is both. It is treife and iku. So what does that mean if the simonim were detached one from another? If the Gageres became severed from its connection with the Veishim. Alright. V'nirali forish divrei Rambam, disimonim shnei dal l'anish nifridu ze mize, uchipir ishrach, shekos varam, v'kom ar detrei v'mamish. What does he say then? V'chein im niskaplu sh'arinu ruyo lishrit. Sh'naru lishrit. Kleima, shenekru shneyem, o yuhubom shalechot mehem, mimkeim chiburei, beirach hatzav, ve'ayni ikor asimoni, shekosa v'feregimu, ve'ayni treif ha-mamish, elu meteich shenuruyo lishchito nes. In other words, ikpalikpule, niskaplu, means where it became detached from its connection to the source. To the source. Now, the simonim are attached in the tzavo. They are attached to the lechi, atachdein. They are attached through various veins and krumim. They are attached to other places in the tzavareye. So when the Rambam says v'chayin in miskaplo, sharen ruil shchita, it means if it became severed from its connection in the tzavo lemayla, in the juncture at the tzavo lemayla. So then treife it isn't. When is a treife only when one simen was severed from the other? That's mochon. But if the simonim were detached from their source, from their connection, then treif it isn't. Mechaim, you can drink the milk. But there is no heter shrite. Why? Because the only reason as to why it is shrite is not true, because once a semen is detached from its source, so it becomes shaky. So remember, there's the halacha of iko. If the semen becomes shaky when you cut it, so it's iko. וכן אם נסקפלו, כלאים אשר נקחו שניהם, או יראו בשל אחד מהם, ממקים חיבורי בערך הצו, ואין יקרא הסימון, שכוסב בפרק ג' ואין את ריפה ממש, אלא משתייך, שנראו יו לשחית, נס, וחידים בבעלוך הדלס, So in other words, so the Bais Yosef assumes in the Rambam that there is a difference between the connection of the simonim to the lechi, to the jaw, and the connection of the simonim to the tzav, through the krumim. If, let's say, if the connection to the jaw is severed berubei, so then it's not in me. When is it equal? Only if it is detached from its connection to the jaw, be cooling. But if it's detached only be rubei, it's not equal. It's not equal. Why not? Because that depends upon mitzias. You see, if the semen is severed be rubei from its connection in the tzavo, not to the lower jaw, then even if a little bit of the juncture remains, but since Berubei becomes severed, so Mimele becomes already shaky. Masheikei, if the connection to the lower jaw is severed, so it becomes shaky only if the whole connection is severed. But if it is severed only Berubei, it doesn't become shaky. So Mimele, it's not it. וכן אם נזכפו, כלי מה שנקרו שניהם או ירובי של אחד מהם, ממכם חיבורי בערך הצו, והיינו יקרו הסימונים, שכל זה בפרגימו, ואין עוד ריפה ממש, אלו שמתאיך שנראו יום לשחית הנסו, וכדים הלוח הדלס, עבור אם נספריק, ראי, דץ, נקפה, וכן אם נזכפו, שער נראו אלו שמכזה בקם שייקי, and the conic בס יוסף, it means, even if Rubei was severed, So Mimele, it already becomes shaky. Aber, im Nispari Krif Tobe Zaveishet Min Alechi, Harez Muteretz. Why? Because since only the Rif Tobe Zaveishet was Nispari Min Alechi, and the Tobe Zaveishet is not Rolish Rit. So Mimele, the Veishet does not become shaky. If the whole Tobe would become detached, so Mimele, it will affect the firmness of the position of this simonim proper too. Simonim proper too. But if the tubes are veshet, then now the tubes are veshet itself is not holy shrite. So we are not worried about the fact that the tubes are veshet becomes shaky, because it's not holy shrite anyway. But if the whole tubes are veshet is detached from the jaw, so then it will affect the position, the firm position of the simonim proper. But if only rope of the top of the pharynx is detached, it will not affect the firm position of the Veshatrapa. So Mimele, it's not equal. It's not equal. Aval Nisparik, Rev Tobes Aveshet. So Nisparik means Ifrekifruke. So Ifrekifruke means, so according to Ms. Yosef Shat, Ifrekifruke means that the Tobes Aveshet was detached by Rubei. So of course the Tobes Aveshet, if it's detached by Rubei, becomes shaky immediately. But we are not concerned about it. But the Veshet proper will not become shaky as a result of the Tobes Aveshet becoming detached by Rubei. Only if the Tobes Aveshet will become detached completely. So then even the Veshet will become shaky. So then for Beik. But so Ifrekifruke means that the Tobes Aveshet was nispared by Rubei, was detached by Rubei. The Tobes Aveshet. Ikpalikpule means that the juncture at the chibur of the simoni at the tzavo or the tzavo, so became detached berubei. So then, even though a miut remains attached, but since the rov of the simoni tore away from its connection in the tzavo, in the Eirach HaTzavo, from its connection with the veins in the Eirach HaTzavo, so Mimele, the veins should become shaky already. So Mimele, it's in the Holy Shredding. So we know, Ikpalikpule is the stringent case. That means that the simonim themselves became detached berubom from their connection with the Krumei HaTzavo, in the Tzavo, so then it becomes shaky. Ifrekifruke means that the Tobes Aveshet became detached by Rubei, not completely. So Mimele, while the Tobes Aveshet becomes shaky when the rope of the Tobes Aveshet is detached, but the Veshet itself does not become shaky as a result of the rope of the Tobes Aveshet becoming detached. So, and the Veshet itself not, and we're not concerned about the Tobes Aveshet becoming shaky. All right, now. Avo im nisparik rev tobet zavei shel malachi. Avo asimoni mechuborim beirach atzavo, vigam mechuborim hem loze yofe is kshei. Hem ze loze. And the two simonim are firmly attached to each other. There was no severance of the attachment between the two simonim, because that is the most homo case, according to Mesias Epshat. If there is a detachment, a severance in the connection between the Gageres and the Veshet, so then it's both. It's equal, because each one becomes shaky once you sever the connection between the two of them, and it's also treif. It's also treif. V'gam yechubor imeim zel oze, yofe, iskseiro. Shechivi sheinatu betzol ishchite, ein kaniko. Simoni, umiu benispari kulei, but however, the two between Tzadatzme doesn't concern us because it's not a Mokim Shchiti. But sometimes, if the Turbet, so in the case where the Turbet is completely severed from the lower jaw, so then the Veshet itself becomes, the Veshet itself, the Simonim themselves become shaky. So then it's it. Umi ubenispari kulei haine iku. Dichim di Turbet kulei nekam nalechi I efsheh שלי נקרו הסימונים אם כם חיבורון בערך הצב. בערך הצב. והיינה דווקא, כשאוכס הסימונים, so far, the Bess Yosef pointed out how he explains, Ikpel Ikpule, how he explains Ifrika Fuki. All right. But how does the Rambam explain the first Teretz of the Gemara? Bishlei memasdisen לרב פופה לא יקשה, הודי יקר יגורה, הודי יגר מגומה, so he explains that in a seemingly strange way, and this is what offends the Rosh Hashulchan sense for Pashas. V'hayne davke kishochas asimonim v'yokru min alech, avlimochas bilech v'yokru me asimonim. Afilu kulei cheiro. Vizehu shekosav, beferik ches, נית ללכי התחתי, כי שנית מעמד מכים הסימוני, ולא ינקחו. כלי מה שנית ללכי מהסימוני, לא ישנקחו הסימוני. מיהלכי יזקשירו. This offends the Doruch HaShulchan sense for Pashtus. So in other words, how does the Beis Yosef explain the first Teretz of the Gemara? Tu b'tzaveishe, tomar b'nach moshu. Tu b'tzaveishe nitul kulim lechi kosher. Vitone tunim. Nital lechi hatachtei kosher. Maskel Rav Popeh v'hi kasik esamoni. So, Rav Popeh kashe masnis. In other words, so Rav Popeh says it is a double poshut. That if the Tu b'tzaveishe is completely torn away from the lower jaw. So it's equal. But the Mishnah is a Mishnah for Eshes that even if you remove the lower jaw completely, so it's kosher. But if you remove the lower jaw, naturally, the simonim are severed from the lower jaw unless you pull out the lower jaw together with the simonim. So then it wouldn't be kosher. That's the Gemara's kasha. So the Gemara says, "Bishleimi, mas disil Rav Popeh loy kasha. Hodi ikeli gure, hodi igemi gure. Miyu simoni." So the Beis Yosef explains it that when does, according to Rav Popeh, so it all depends how you detach the two beds from the lower jaw. From the lower jaw. Now let's say that this is the cavity of the two bits. Right. And suppose this is the lech. The lech atacht. This is the cavity of the two bits. I mean the pharynx. What is the pharynx? It's a cavity. So, suppose this is the lower jaw and this is the two bits. So it makes a difference how you detach one from the other. There are two ways of detaching. You can snatch away the two beds from the lechi, or you can snatch away the lechi from the two beds. So the Gemara says, "Bishleim maslis l'raf papeloi kashye ho diikariku." When is a tikkun simonim? If he snatches away, he tears away. Let's say a person pulls away, he tears away the two beds from the lechi. Then it's tikkun. But suppose he does it the other way, he pulls away the lechi from the two beds, then it's little lechi atach b'kosher. So the Ruch HaShulchan felt offended. I mean, it doesn't even make sense. It doesn't even make sense. But the Beis Yosef makes very good sense. Now there is a translation of Luchas Peipes. It happens to be very good, as far as a literal translation is concerned. So it's a very good literal translation. That's all I mean. But as far as the comments are concerned, so it's not very good. It's not good. Not only it's not very good. There is a translation of Hilchas Treifes that was made jointly by the old Rav of Minneapolis, Rav Levine. I think he's over 100 years old. I remember him when he visited my father's home. The very beginning when he arrived in this country. When he arrived in this country, it was about 45 years. And he was older than my father, so according to my guess, he is 104 years old. But he's functioning all right in Minneapolis, together with a non-Jewish professor of anatomy. He died already, Professor Bowden. He's a Gentile. They both translated. So Rav Levine taught Professor Bowden Hilchas Treifes, and he taught Rav Levine anatomy and so on, these things. They both translated. A translation. It's a good translation. So he mentions, after all he's a goy, I don't blame him. So he mentions a certain criticism, that against this Gemara, that it's not in consonance with the scientific observations. In other words, because from this Gemara it appears that the simonim themselves are attached to the lechi. It's not so. The simonim are not attached to the lechi. But this is what the Beis Yosef says. The Beis Yosef, actually, the lechi itself does not affect the shvi, the lechi itself. Because the simonim are not attached to the lechi. They're not attached to the lechi. But if, and for this reason, the Bais Yosef says, it's pshat in the Rambam, that there is a difference, loy kashi, hodi yikeri kure, hodi yikemikume. When is a tiko, if he tore away the two beds from the lechi? So then it's tiko. Then it's tiko. But if it's yikemikume, not least Rashi, the way Rashi explains it, yikemikume means he carved it out, he just tore away the lechi from the simonim, and the bosor remained with the simonim. And he carved out from the bosor of the simonim, he carved out the lechi. Not so. Igemigume means that instead of tearing away the torbets from the lechi, he tore away the lechi from the torbets. So what's the difference? So Hashulchan is the kashe. What's the difference? The answer is if it would become equal because of a detachment of the simonim or the turbets, even the turbets, from the lechi, so it wouldn't make any difference. What difference does it make? Well, how you tear would detach it? Whether you detach it this way or you detach it that way? I mean, does it make a difference whether you detach it this way or you detach it that way? The net result is the same. The answer is we're not concerned with the detachment of the connection between the lechi and the torbets. That doesn't concern us. But we are concerned that the connection of the simonim with the tzavah should not be detached. That's the important thing. So mele, if the lechi could be detached, severed from the torbets, without affecting the connection of the simonim to the other portions in the tzavah, then it would be kosher. But if the mitzias is that if you pull away the torbets, the simonim, from the lechi, then you necessarily must affect, and you must sever the connection of the simonim to the other portions in the tzavah. That will make the simonim shake. So maybe it's equal. But if you don't touch here, you don't do any pulling here, where the simonim are attached to the other portions of the tzavah, through certain veins and through certain krumim and so on, but you don't even touch it. You just pull away the lechi, so then you can detach that connection without affecting the connection of the simonim and the other portions of the tzav. This is what the Bais Yosef says. Umiu ben ispari Haini yiko, dechim di turbets kulei nekam na alechi, yi efshe shal nek la simonim kem chibur ambir hachatzav. Vahaini davke, ki she ochas ha simonim vi okron mi alechi. So then it's iko. Why is it iko? Not because he detached. Because if it would be iko because he detached, what difference does it make? How it's done? The net result is the same. The answer is, we're not concerned with this, the severance of the connection between the lechi and the simonim. I'm not concerned, but the mitzias is that if you pull away the simonim, so in other words, so you irritate the simonim, and you necessarily also sever other connections that the simonim had with other portions in the tzav. That, so why is that? What's wrong with that? That will make the simonim shake. But it's not betraying me. So it's only the psula biko. Vani davke kshenech kochet ha-simonim v'yokrom ha-lechi. Avol ochas bilechi v'yokrom ha-simonim. So then he doesn't have to sever other connections of the simonim with the tzavah. אפילו כולי כשאלו. וזהו שכוסה, בפרק חס, ניתה ללכי התחתי, כגן שנקמם עד מקיים הסימונים. ולא ינקחו, כלימה, שניתה ללכי מהסימונים. לא ינקחו הסימונים מהלכי, כשאלו. ויש ידיים מוכיחס לזה. כששמונו עין טריפס, מונו נדלדו להסימונים, ולא מונו נסקפלו. משמע די נסקפלו אין הטריפו, אלו שנראוי לשחיתם. So why does he say v'chei? The answer is that the Bais Yosef doesn't say, but that we have to add ourselves. That when it's nidalgul simoni, one from the other, that's the rach sushat, so it's treife, but in addition, it's also equal. Niskaplu, when the simonim become the severed from their connection in the tzavo, so then it's not treife, but it's equal because the simoni become shaky. You shake it. And if he detaches the two bets completely from the lechi, then it's also equal. Not because of the detachment of the two bets from the lechi per se, but if you pull it this way, so then you necessarily have to sever other connections that the simonim have with other portions in the tzav. So that which makes it. This is that is which makes it into equal. It makes it shaky, so maybe it's included in equal. But if you do it that way, you don't have to sever other connections, so it's kosher legamre. That's legamre. Mashman is kapla in the trade. Elo shen ruim lishrit. V'chein nire me mashikosav shachin ruim lishrit. V'an is kaplu kohen. V'lo yani daldalu. Yani daldalu. Ma yirin shen ruim lishrit. Teipuk lishu trefe. But it doesn't mean that a nidalgulu, it doesn't relate to nidalgulu altogether. In other words, it relates completely to niskaplu. So there it's only the reason of niruin nishrite. Masha'inki nidalgulu, so it's treife and the niruin nishrite also. Otherwise, you wouldn't say v'chei, so it's separate halachas. Elevada in a treife niskaplu, ve'im bo shenari nishrite. Ulfishite zu, sukye didmore hoche perushik. Maski v'lorav pape, vo'yike yike simoni. כלי מהדליש נדישמואל קשיסה, דיום הטורבץ הווישת שניתה על כולי מהלכי, דעיינה שאוחז בטורבץ, ואוקרי מהלכי, וכל כאי גבנה אי אפשר של נקרו הסימונים כמחיבורון בצבו, ואיני איקר סימונים. בישלי מסליס לרפופלוי קשי, הודי איקר יקורי, הודי איקר מגומה מילי סימונים, כלי מסליס נדאב כמתלה לכם סימונים ודימח שם. תחיב דינכת בסימונים אפשר לנות למהם, ואפשר לנות למהם מסזת. We are not concerned with the severance of the connection between the lechi and the simonim. Doesn't concern us. We are only concerned that the simonim shouldn't become shaky. But if you pull away the tobet completely from its connection with the lechi, so then you necessarily must sever other connections. And what's wrong with that? If you sever other connections, then the simonim will become shaky. So it's equal. Efshali not lemembo yakva simonim kim chibura mitzavo. Vayni igem igumi, milu simonim. El lishmuil kashye, di efshali achiz bitubet, ulakri kulam alechi, elu imkein yakva heimim kim chiburon. ומשנינון לא ייתן מכולי אלו ראו בי. כלי רב, על פי שהוא היחיז ביטור בצלו אוקרי מהלכי, כיו משל יוקרי כולי.